Blog Talk Radio.
You can take it.
Well, hello.
Greetings. Shalom. And whatever else you go by, salutations. This is your brother Seth coming at you for another episode of Blog Talk Radio. We are five smooth stones, five smooth subjects that we've been sharing for some time now. Tonight, we're going to talk about what we've been talking about the last, 4 weeks now, 5 weeks with this brother, and that's Brother Joseph Johnson, and he's going to join us again tonight. This brother has been a blessing, and I want y'all to do something a little different tonight. If you enjoy this brother, I want us to let him know tonight. I want us to let him know by way of posting something in the chat room, or if you want to call on the phone lines and just let him know how much you appreciate what he is doing. Again, tonight, for Brother Joseph Johnson, we want to really let him know how much we appreciate. But before I jump into that, I'll talk more about that a little later. But I just want to just do the first things I do first, and that is let everybody know where we're located. We're at blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Five smooth stones. And don't forget the underscore, because even though I don't mention it all the time, if you just type in five smooth stones, you're going to actually get somebody entirely different. So don't forget the smooth, the underscore. Okay? When you go to our page, please remember on that front page, to the right of the picture, to the right of the profile picture, there is a link to my library. Most of what we talk about on these shows, on these blogs, is referenced somewhere in that library. I have several books that have touched my life over the years, and I have put them all in one location on the net on this Google account. So if you will click on that Google link, it'll take you to the library that has blessed me, and I'm sure it will bless you as well. Okay? Also, if you really enjoy the shows, y'all keep telling me how much you enjoy the shows, please follow the shows. I know a lot of y'all are following the show. I appreciate that. We really appreciate the love. We're getting a lot of love. But I'm just encouraging you to keep doing that, okay? I can't stop, because we always get new people and we just want us to be one family. So please follow the show. You can even get reminders into your cell phone, okay? So do this, and that way you won't miss any programs. You won't miss any reminders, and we'll be able to stay in touch that way. There's a lot happening in our world today, folks. Those of us that call ourselves believers or followers of the Most High, we got to be aware and alert. The Most High has commanded us to do so. We got to know what's going on, folks. We can't be sleepy. We can't be just somewhere just oblivious to what's going on. You know, I read earlier in this blog that we call tonight. Anybody remember what we call it tonight? Anybody remember what tonight's show is called, Thursday night's show is called? Of course you do, because you tune in with me every week. And that is the New World Watch Society. We are, you are, I am a part of this New World Watch Society, meaning we are a small, tiny society of people that has got our eye on this New World Order, what they're about, what they're trying to do. And I thank you for doing the research with me. I thank y'all for all your links that some of y'all have been posting over the years. I really do thank you. Not over the years, over the months. I'm telling you, my mind has had a long day today. But over the months, you know, I've been doing this for like 4 months now, and I know there's at least 100 of y'all that follow me, and I know there's at least 6,000 of you that have listened to shows here. And, of course, I don't believe the numbers of Blog Talk posts. Sorry, Blog Talk.
But I think they're a little inflated. But anyway, it don't matter if it was just one person. I really, truly thank you for listening and showing the love of the comments, the emails I've gotten have really been encouraging. So tonight I want y'all to do something different. I want y'all to encourage somebody different. I want you to encourage our brother Joseph Johnson, who will be on shortly. And I tell you what, while we're waiting for him to call, I want to play y'all something, just a little little something, kind of get us all in the right frame of mind. This is actually a video called Visions of the Past. Visions of the Past. If you go to YouTube and type in Visions of the Past, you'll be able to see this video posted by somebody named Slow Walker. Slow Walker. And what Slow Walker did, they posted a video of ancient Indians, I shouldn't say ancient, but Indians early on in the Americas that were black. They're showing these Indians how the initial Indians looked that was in the Americas before the Indians that we know today. And you got to see these Indians. They are black, black, black. So y'all got to check that out. But this music is playing in the background while they're showing these really dark Indians is obviously black folks, just obvious black folks. And so as I play this, I'm going to also allow Brother Joseph to join us. And just want you to check this out. Let me know what you think of this instrumental. Again, this is the music that plays in the background of the video. It's called Visions of the Past from someone named Slow Walker that has made it his business or her business to post this history, this wonderful history that's getting a lot of attention on YouTube of black Indians. Then when we get back, we'll start the show. And again, tonight we're going to be finishing up where we started last week. So I'm gonna let Brother Joseph tell y'all what's on the agenda for tonight, okay? So much. Well, check this out. We'll just listen to this while we prepare in the background. Thank you.
Okay, folks. We'll let that play in the background. I just again want to thank everybody for joining me tonight with our host, Brother Joseph Johnson. We've had this brother on 5 weeks now. And it's funny, Joseph has been so much in demand. Well, I say in demand, what I mean is he has gotten so many listeners on my on this show. With five Smooth Stone, Joseph Johnson's show number two, has been the most popular out of all the shows. And I tease him about that sometimes because he's actually, it looks like people enjoy the brother better more than they do me. But they listen. I get a lot of love on different subjects. And as y'all know, I talk about a lot of different subjects. This brother's been getting so much love on his information about the One World Order, and I'm so glad for him. So anyway, without wasting another second, I'm going to bring this brother on, and y'all, you better get your tape recorders out, get your notepads out, get your Bibles out, because we're going on a ride, and we're serious tonight. We're very serious. As a matter of fact, we're going to ask the Most High's blessing upon our time right now. And I beg you, please join in with us in prayer. We invite our Heavenly Father into this time tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we want to thank you for your love and your mercy and your kindness for us. We want to thank you for seeing another day. We want to thank you for the activity of our limbs. We want to thank you for the knowledge you have imparted to us. Father, we ask, we seek, we thirst tonight for knowledge, knowledge of what you're doing in the earth, knowledge of how to take care of our family, provide for our family in this evil time. We know that you are judging this nation, and we want to know what to do to preserve not only ourselves, but our families and our friends, and even some strangers, Father. So we ask that you would, by your Holy Spirit, reveal unto us what you're doing in this last and evil day. You said you would do nothing on the earth unless you reveal it unto your prophets. We're just asking for you to reveal your information, the information, this end time information that you have put in the scriptures because you want us to know. So we ask by the Holy Spirit that you will reveal this to us. Use our brother tonight. Use our callers tonight. Use myself tonight. These things we ask heartfully, earnestly. In your precious son's name, amen. Okay, everybody, I'm not going to waste another moment. I'm going to go ahead and bring on this brother. And he had requested, he liked this song, so this vision from the past. So I think what I'll do is I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to let it play in the background. And so you can just kind of, we'll hear loud and clear this brother. So let's go ahead and bring him on. Brother Joseph Johnson, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Brother Self. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, playing that piece.
Yeah.
That piece,
yeah, we'll just kind of play it in the background. I'll just kind of let it stay in the background. As long as it don't override the word, what's being said, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah.
So just speak up. Just speak your volume. It's in the background. But anyway, how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing okay, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I hope. And I didn't get a chance to speak to the people on the phone line like yourself, as well as people in the chat room. Hello to everybody. I see one of my friends, Fortune 500. We spoke the other night at length, so it's good to see him join us. And everybody in the chat room there, I know there's more coming. I invited some people, so. Joseph, I just want to say to you, man, and first I want to say to you that I really appreciate you coming on the show, oftentimes at the last minute, and doing what you do. You know, I don't agree with every single thing you say, but I must say, beyond a shadow of doubt, you have got something for the people. I know that you are a prophet. Yes, you might not always say it the right way, the proper tone. You may have, you know, speak a little French here and there, but I'm telling you, you really, truly have something of value to say to people, and I'm just impressed by the research that you've done over the years, man. I'm just blown away. I mean, I told you, I asked you last week. I said, tell everybody some names of some researchers, and I said, come on, let us know some of the ways we can go and research some of the stuff you're saying. So I asked you before you began talking, give me names. You could only spit out like 4 or 5 names, right? Then when you started talking, I recorded another 7 names that you didn't even think to say. And that's how it works. When we talk offline, for those of you listening that don't know much about this brother, when we talk offline, not on the show, this brother is even more, I mean, he goes there. He has so much information. And sometimes on the phone lines, when we're talking before the people, like right now, for whatever reason, I don't think he's shy, but, you know, but I was just glad that you was able to get those names in. So all together, I think there was like 12 different sources you can name from different people you learn from. So hopefully you do the same tonight. If you think of somebody, some people that we can go research, that we can go check out the things you say, because I'm telling the people, they can, if you say it, they can take that check to the bank. If you say it, they can take that check to the bank. So I just want to let everybody know, this brother is for real. This brother is for real. Folks, listen to me tonight. If y'all appreciate what he say, comment, say something in the chat rooms, raise your hand on the phone lines and tell his brother. You don't have to talk alone. Just say, I appreciate what you said. That's all. We want to just show him some love tonight, because tonight will probably be the final night, unless the Most High say different. Right now, I'm just feeling like, you know, we should go do some other things. But it may be, hey, if y'all demand it, he'll be back next week, because he really can go, and never repeat himself. So I'm going to go ahead and let him jump right in, Brother Joseph, and just we got some new people listening tonight. So what you might want to do is reintroduce yourself just a little bit and then get off into what the Most High has given you for us tonight, okay?
Okay, peace. That's true. You know, my name is Joseph Johnson from Richmond, Virginia, and I did a little time at Greensville Correctional Center, and I learned a lot at that state, that you'll say. I learned a whole bunch. Mr. Serge Maness and Al Cuppet. Education that this man sent me, it was like some off-worlder type information. You know, when you go into the names, it's a whole bunch of names. But this man sent me magazines with magazine subscriptions, and everything he sent me, it had a subscription to it, and the real hardcore message that he was trying to convey over to me is that watch the United Nations, watch them, and in some of that literature he gave me literature of quotes that presidents made about this socialist Marxist agenda, and he gave quotes from like John Kennedy, he spoke on them, Woodrow Wilson, Andrew Jackson, all these presidents that really stood up for what they believe in as a man of, you know, high prestige and leading a country in a way that it should go. And like Woodrow Wilson said, when you speak in condemnation of this thing, you better not speak above your breath. And see, I'm going to give you another name, Dan Smoot. Dan Smoot was an FBI officer back in the 50s. And see, you have God's people and all scratters of this government agency, you know, and they spoke bold on this thing, because that's when they discover the truth. When you discover this truth, it changes your whole life, your whole life. And you got to begin at the United Nations and them other institutions in New York, like your Council on Foreign Relations and your Brookings Institute, you know. All them institutions right there in New York, like the World Bank. And what these people is doing, like the Bible said, strange men from afar, no, strange men crept in unaware from afar. And like I said last week, the first government agency that they infiltrated was the Department of Agriculture. And once they got their main in, that organization, that Rockefeller money, and other socialist organizations, they go through their Rolodex and find another good name, you know, for their cause, and get another one in this government agency till they infiltrate, till they work their way into the Department of State, the State Department. That's their dream. That's where they wanted to be, right there in the State Department, so they can influence farm policy the way that they're doing now.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let's backtrack a little bit. So you said agriculture. Why agriculture?
Well, Department of Agriculture, if you look at that department, it's a not too important agency. You know, it's you know, even though it's, you know, it was on a federal level, no one would you know, how could I say it? You know, all these departments in the federal government, they is like unprotected. And see, these people couldn't jump straight into the Department of State and infiltrate, because it was it's too big and it was well protected. So they had to go in a less unknown department, like Department of Agriculture, and that's one of your lowest. It's a sleeper department where, you know, when nobody takes serious of, and that's how they got their foot in the door, through the Department of Agriculture. And like I mentioned, the name Dan Smoot. Write that name down, and pull up his Wikipedia, and research him. And James Falstaff. See, these people.
James who?
No, they was. Oh, say again.
James who?
James Falstaff.
Spell that last name for me.
I can't spell it. Falstaff. I don't know.
I heard him. Hold on a second. I think I know who you're talking about. I heard of that guy before. Let me double check here. But go ahead and make your point.
And see, they killed him at the hospital in Maryland, Fort Detrick. They threw him out the window. You know, he was raising so much sand. But could you imagine? See, we was raised to go to school, get a good education, and get a good job. And these people, their careers and their education, you know, put them in real hardcore position in government. James Falstaff, I think he was in the State Department. And see, when you see these people at work, I mean, they is pure bullies. And see, another thing, go back, if you can be fortunate enough to pull up every president that can sign off treaties with the United Nations, and it will shake you to your core. John Kennedy had to sign off on some treaties. one that really shakes me to my core is the one that Ronald Reagan signed off on, the Genocide Convention Treaty. That's what got him 2 terms in the White House. David Rockefeller called for him for a meeting up in his office, New York, and pushed the paper over there to him and had a conversation with him about this treaty. And he asked Ronald Reagan, if you sign off on this treaty, I will give you 2 terms. Now, I didn't know what that Genocide Convention Treaty was all about. Let me take my time.
Hold on. Now, you made a big bold statement. I let it go there. But you know, I got to ask you.
Yes.
How did you get information that David Rockefeller, in private, tells Ronald Reagan he is going to give him 2 terms?
Now, remember, I told you, see, don't nothing go on in the United States without it being black. This is the United States. KGB ain't got nothing on the United States. See, you got God's people in positions. And they be seeing things, and they can't believe it. Just like the average Caucasian person, 10 years ago, you couldn't even try to talk some sense into them about the state the United States is in now. They wouldn't believe you. But back to this Genocide Convention Treaty, you got investigative journalists all over this country. And that got leaked out. That's like when Obama ran for president. Remember Palin? She came up to New York and she talked to Henry Kissinger, and I forgot who Obama talked to. Do you remember when Sarah Palin went to New York?
Well, yeah, she made several trips to New York.
Yeah, but she went and sat down with Henry Kissinger, and I forgot who Obama went that sit at the table with. But
okay, so what's wrong with her sitting down with Henry Kissinger? I'm gonna play a little devil's advocate tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, this Henry Kissinger is certain countries he can't even go into because they waiting to lock him up. Now, a couple of years ago, I think it was like 2003. They would try to indoctrinate William & Mary. This up 64, up the road from where I'm at in Williamsburg. Ain't nobody invited him. So they bullies. You know, they like to throw themselves on people. So he pops up in William & Mary, and them little white students, them college student kids, they carried on. We don't want no pops of you, Kissinger. No pops of you. And they didn't even care to hear nothing of his symposium or lecture. They didn't want to hear nothing of him. But Sir Palin going to sit down at the table with him. You know, and it's books that people done wrote about him, you know. The most favorite one is Kissinger on the Couch, you know. And but this Genocide Convention Treaty, see, you got eyes everywhere. These people can't just do what they want to do and think people ain't watching them. But come to find out, when it all came down to me, that this Genocide Convention Treaty, Ronald Reagan sold his people down the river. The Genocide Convention Treaty means that you do not own rights to your own body. And it's another name.
So break that down. No. Why do you say that? I mean, I agree with you, but I want you to not just make that so simple. Of course, if there's a treaty out there, world genocide, that exactly means that. But I want you, why do you say that? You have no right to your body.
Okay, I'm a see. They've been trying to pass this treaty ever since the creation of the United Nations. And every time, see, that's how devilish these people is. See, these laws never, see how a law will come up, and if it don't get passed, you never see it again. These people, laws, the UN Charter, they always resurface every year. Now, they got another one on the books now called the Arms Trade Treaties, where you can't have a clip that shoots no more than 8 bullets. You know, you can't have rounds, the rounds where they got, you know. But as soon as they disarm this country, it's going to be zip. You're going to be sold.
Yep. Now, you know what? You got that right. Now, I'm one of those persons, I've never owned a weapon. Well, yeah, never owned one. I had one briefly, but never really owned one. That was just when I was a youngster. And most people I know in church, because most of my friends fear the Most High, and you're right, Fortune 500, I see you talking about your birth certificate is traded on the stock market. That is absolutely true. But anyway, I never owned a weapon. Never owned a weapon. But lately, with people like you, thanks to you, not just you, I mean, but I've been for years now, before I even met you, I have reconsidered and I've made up my mind, as soon as my budget is right, I plan on going out and I plan on purchasing a weapon. Not for the sake of hurting people, but for the sake of defending my family. I think something is going to happen very soon in this country. It's something very strange going on. There's people that normally don't even get off into the doomsday type of stuff that is just yelling from the top of their lungs. You know, basically they're saying a tsunami is coming, a tsunami is coming. You got preachers and economists and scientists all on the same page. Never have I ever seen scientists, economists, and ministers saying the same thing, and the Bible seemingly backing them up. It's a dangerous time, but at the same time, Joseph, it's a glorious time because America has crippled many nations. She has enslaved and prostituted and exploited and raped many nations. And now it is time for her reaping. I live in this country. I don't want things to happen because I live here, my family's are here, friends are here. But according to all the prophets, I mean, they're really on one accord with this. There's a few saying something different, but the scientists, again, the economists, and the ministers, I'm talking about people of that's living right, are saying there is going to be this so-called bursting of the bubble, this economic bubble. The best video that talks about this and that lays this out, I think, is actually on YouTube, and it's called The Day the Dollar Died. The Day the Dollar Died. And I know for a fact something is about to happen. I mean, when you get family members, I mean, I'm talking about friends and people that are prophet that operate in the gift of prophecy. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Everybody is saying something is about to happen. And I mean, you know, there's some people that say it all the time, but I mean, there really is a lot of people that don't normally talk like that saying this. And it's making me very uncomfortable because I know if anything happened, Joseph, the first thing that's going to go is these supermarkets. There's going to be a rush on everyday products, you know, like gasoline and water and food. And people just ain't going to sit back and watch folks take that. They're going to be robbing, and it's going to be mayhem. I really believe this is going to happen. And it's too late to go buy guns because at that time the government will say, okay, we're going to ban all the purchase of firearms. So you're absolutely right. If the government can ever take away the guns of the people, it's over with. That is, I mean, I'm being honest here. I'm not counting out the Most High, but I'm saying, either way it goes, Joseph, this country has got to fall. It's got to fall. She is the whore of Revelation 17. America is the whore. No other nations can fit the prophecies of Revelation 17. And Revelation 17 whore has no good future. She is supposed to end up like every other whore, as I said before, on her back. On her back. So go ahead. I just wanted to jump in there. I am considering, and I mean, I will purchase about five firearms. It's the reason I'll talk about that another time.
And get you a couple of them machetes too, cause bullets gonna be real scarce. See, a lot of people gonna have guns, but they ain't gonna have no bullets. And I believe the United Nations got some bad bullets out there too. You know, when you put it in the chamber, whatever, it'll backfire you. But this is what Warren Buffett said. He said this back in like 2004. I'm gonna see, can I get it right? He said every country that took the path that the United States took, you know, where took honest money off of the gold standard, never lasted over 70 years. Now they said that the United States did this in 1933 under Roosevelt, and my daddy, he was born in 1933, and he ran what? 7 to 8. So the United States is like 8 years overdue. It's just a matter of time. It's real, real soon. And see, and I'm telling you, they're gonna let this thing drag out. When they take the money system from this country, it's gonna be the end of the Constitution. That's gonna be it. See, this white man. This good, honest white man that he tried to do good and mean good, but it always was a force that was stalking him, and to take his government from him and regulate his laws and just take everything from him. But he let this happen. He let the creation of the United Nations being built I'm gonna tell you what it was before. It was the United Nations. This is how evil this institution is. It was a hog slaughtering farm. Won't number blood flowing on that piece of landmass where the United Nations are standing now. This spirit of swine blood flowing everywhere. That's how evil that institution is, and they the biggest eugenics. Youth in Asia, institution on this globe. They shouldn't even be on the United States soil. But due to the infiltrator, those who crept in unaware, this thing's so huge. See, they gave us, we were just talking about it tonight, who they gave us down in South Africa. Nelson Mandela, big communist. He looked like a communist, smelled like a communist, walked like a communist. Everything about him was a communist.
But now, I part ways with you on with Nelson. Now, I don't think because somebody is a communist. See, I'm not. This is where, listen, and everybody, this is good, because disagreement helps us. We all can't be saying the same thing. That ain't progress. And here's where I actually disagree with my brother Joseph Johnson. Nelson Mandela may be a communist. They said Martin Luther King Jr. was. Maybe he is. Fidel Castro for sure is. I don't think everything communist is necessarily sin or wicked. I don't even believe in democracy for real. What if the people of the United States have a moral decay? What if, look at America, all of the abominations we have in this country. So if we take a vote, most likely we're going to get it wrong because most of the people are we live for pleasure. We all are booked up. We're the number one clients for the heroin cartel, the drugs of the world, be it prescription or non-prescription. We're the most drugged up nation.
I guess what I'm saying is, do you really want a democracy if the people have a moral decay, if they just totally ungodly? Do you really want to make a vote? Do you really want to go to the polls? What if they're racist? They'll put somebody in just because of their color. Or do you want a dictatorship if that dictator is a man of the Most High? Let me tell you the government form that's closest to the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Yahweh. It's a dictatorship. There's only one person calling the shot in the kingdom of the Most High. The Most High ain't saying, okay, I need y'all to vote today. I want to know if you want to do this. He calls the shot, but he is a righteous, loving, merciful, yet vengeful, terrible God all at the same time, Elohim. So what I'm saying is, you might say communist, Joseph, and I hear you. I want to hear you out. But just because somebody is a communist, I don't think you can write off Russia. Russia does a lot of powerful, great things on this planet. Fidel Castro doctors have done amazing things all across the world. They ain't all that Cuba has done. There's a lot of communists that have done. There's some dictatorships that have come out of Africa that have done great things. There's some dictatorships that have come out of Europe. There's some any form of government will work if you have righteous people at the top. Go ahead and make your point.
In the beginning, it sounds good and it works good until they get all the laws on the books, until they take their guns away from you.
So can a democracy? Hold on, Joseph. I mean, I'm letting you have a flow tonight, but I gotta say this. Everybody keeps talking about America's a democracy, but I beg to differ. We got 1% of the richest Americans that contribute over. I think it was last cent of all campaign contributions come from this 1%. 1%, the wealthiest 1% of the United States, own like 80% of the country. 1%. Really, America is that 1%. It ain't about the other 300 million or whatever. I mean, all I'm saying is, it's a joke, folks. It's a joke. We're not no democracy. I don't think all these elections are about. I love Obamas. I love the Obamas as people. I think they're not just nice looking, but I think they are, you know, really trying. But for real, I really think the powers that be is the one that picked Obama. I don't think he got it on his dream and all that. They use the man's dream. They use the man's weekend, yes, we can slogan. But that man right there, please, I know for a fact, as much as I care and I really would like to believe, just be optimist about the whole thing, I know Obama is their man. And I know they have him in there. He's thinking one thing, but he's getting played. And probably right now he done woke up and found out he's been played. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the Most High, that's who put all of them in their place because they got to play their part. Yeah, the Most High put them there. But, see, this system of the United States, it works, but the white man, he laid that idly and let these people infiltrate and run amok on this system. Because if it's run good, it's good. You know, it will work. But these people just going to let this Rockefeller money and this Rothschild's money, these banks, let's kill the banks. You know, just let these people hide their way. They just legislate humanity into slavery. And I don't want to lose my train of thought, but just like you had a whole lot of watchdog organizations, you had Masonic watchdog organizations. What's the other one? The other one we were talking about the last talking we had on American activity. And anytime you turn around, I mean, they got hundreds, hundreds of organizations out of this United Nations. The Vatican got 22 religious organizations, you know, in the United Nations. But these people are pure bureaucrats, administrators. That's all they do is fix up funny language where you can't understand, playing word games with you. And they just some strange people, and they're all about eugenics and euthanasia. But I don't kind of lost. But see, one thing with communism, you don't have the rights to your body. Just like the American people, they hollering their rights, their constitutional rights. But they don't know, they done lost the rights to their bodies.
Well, hold on. You were just saying that's communism, but we're not a communist country, supposedly. We're supposed to be a democratic society. You're saying we have lost our rights to our bodies as well.
Yes. Due to that treaty Ronald Reagan signed off on. That was one of the first major treaties and presidential directives and executive orders. That was the first one he signed off on, was that treaty, that genocide convention treaty. And you pull up any honest website and get a good hit, it'll carry you into the whole document of the Genocide Convention Treaty. The United States is a communist country right now. I think it was like 1999. Bill Gates and Linda Gates and Kofi Annan was on the front cover of this newsletter I received from Cliff Kincaid. Bill Gates gave the United Nations $1 billion for AIDS vaccine. Now, that's on the books. You will be getting your AIDS vaccine because Bill Gates gave $1 billion and gave some more money since then.
Well, what's wrong? Some people are going to argue with you and say, what's wrong with the AIDS vaccine? And by the way, just so you know, Poof, you are right. Americans don't have rights to their bodies, because think about all the food we eat. You know, we very rarely eat food that's not engineered, tampered with in some kind of way. I mean, if you can't get untampered with food, you really don't have access to your own body. You don't have rights to your own body. You're absolutely right. If you can't get clean water, I'm serious. I mean, there is so much talk about the USDA, I can't even think right now. The people that allow us the food, I can't think right now.
The Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you, Food and Drug Administration. But it is much talk about how wicked they may be, the most wicked agency out of all, because they are allowing us to eat. They're allowing this cancer-filled food, if you can call it food, to be sold and consumed by Americans. They allow this greed, and they probably get more money on the table than anybody. But they are allowing these crooked, this crooked distribution of this engineered food and all the craziness that's going on. I don't know if anybody ever just go to websites like Just Foods and look at the politics behind just food and food distribution. It is amazing. I mean, it will make your head spin around how they do food, creating demands for it. It's like they make it like there's a scarcity when there's not, to create demands. I mean, it's so political. Food, just the distribution of food is so political, it'll make your head spin. But go ahead.
And see, that goes back to the department that I mentioned to you earlier, where they infiltrated Department of Agriculture. That goes back to that. See, once they got their main in that department, they go through their Rolodex and keep getting more infiltrators in, more infiltrators. That's why all the government agencies is the way they are. That's why we got the type of foreign policy that we got today. And we wonder, why is this and why is this happening? Everything they've been pushing down our throats, the American people didn't want it. That's like they didn't want a clone cat. My wife works at a convention center. She's a bartender and do some other things. And she had a conversation. They had a convention of farmers there, and they were selling bovines and them cows and stuff. And she was asking one of the farmers some questions, and he told her flat out, this is a clone cow right here. So all the meat that you see on the shelf, you eat clone meat. That's why people having all these gastrointestinal diseases and colon cancers and things. That's what that stuff is coming from. You eating funny meat. And see, and that's what they said. They're going to render America sickly, too weak to fight this thing.
Let me just jump in here real quick, Joseph, real quick. I got to share this story. You ever heard of Bo Greitz? Bo Greitz, he is the real live G.I. Joe. He is the man that the G.I. Joe doll was made about. He is the most decorated Green Beret ever was. But Colonel Bo Greitz ran for president, many, many times, unsuccessfully, but he ran. And what shocked him, I'll make this real, real quick, but this guy was shocked because he found out a lot of the things you found out as a very dedicated soldier, and it broke his heart. He wrote a book called Nation Betrayed and been trying to run for president and make changes ever since then. But Colonel Bo Greitz was in Dallas, Texas, and had a conference. And the conference, I ain't gonna lie, it was scary. It looked like a Klan rally. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't know what the words for it, because there was no black people there. And when I pulled up in the parking lot, I was a little late. It was nothing but BMWs and really nice cars, Mercedes, and it was on a very nice side of town. And I was I know it had to have been a good 500 people in this little town hall meeting. And this man was there, and at the end of his presentation, he looked at me and he grabbed my hand. He was talking to all of us. But he said this, looking at me, he said, the government want us all drugged and sick. And I didn't understand it for a long, long, long time, because to me it just it's silly to think, why would your government want you sick? If you're sick, you can't produce. If you're sick, you can't have a strong country. If you're sick, and what he meant, I come to realize, was the government don't want you that dead. They just want you slaves. They want you addicted. When he said on drugs, he meant the government don't want troublemakers. If you're addicted to something, people that have addictions are not troublemakers. Normally, that's all they think about is their addiction. And people that are sickly are not troublemakers. Healthy people are troublemakers. People that, are in very good shape, those are the ones that cause this trouble for your government. Those are the ones that stir up things. And I come to realize this man was profoundly right. But go ahead.
Now, let me tell you another thing. Now, I don't like to speak on my experiences and being incarcerated and everything. But see, they're using them beautiful black nurses. They put them beautiful, pretty black nurses, young girls in them institutions. And see, their job is to push that psychotropic drugs on the population. And see, the average brother would just to get a conversation, he would say, okay, give me a subscription. See what I'm saying? And that's how them young boys get hooked up on that Thorazine and how tall we call the bulldog. I mean, one shot of this stuff here, you can forget it for like six to eight months. You will have
Back up. What is it called?
How tall, but we used to call it bulldog. You take this stuff one time, and you will not be conscious of yourself for at least 6 months.
What is it? Okay, hold on, we'll back up. What you say, there's girls that work in the prison.
Yes.
And they get that to the prisoners? How?
Well, see, let's say you see, you done been down 5, 6, 10 years, and you ain't been getting no visits, and you haven't had a hug in 10 years, and here you see a sister you can relate to that you came up with in the neighborhood. So when you see her, you're going to walk with her. You're trying to build some kind of relationship up. And see, all they do, all them nurses do, is walk around the population passing out them psychotropic drugs. And them brothers go that way just to get a smile and a tweak.
Man, I ain't never heard of that one.
Yeah. Yes.
So where do they get these drugs from?
The pharmacy, the penitentiary pharmacy. Look, they had a young boy. He got the same name I got, Joseph Johnson. So my parents came up there to see me. I had been down for like 3 years. I ain't been down 5 years. I was new in the game. And they couldn't find me, so they went. They got the name messed up, so they went to this dude, Joseph Johnson. They got him. They had him on that stuff. He didn't even walk. He used to slide on his butt. So the CO said, no, it can't be him. So they eventually found me, and I you know, got my visit and everything. But that's what they doing to them young brothers in them system, getting them on them psychotropic drugs.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Where do you think all this is headed? I mean, you was in prison for 15 years, and you studied 15 years, and then you've been out for a while. So it ain't just been no 15 years. Probably more. I don't know how many years, but I know that 15.
I got out in 05.
Okay, so you've been out. That's over 20 years of studying this whole, these one world government, secret society. What do you have to say to people, I mean, that are listening, regular, everyday people that go to work, and they listen to you tonight, and they really don't know nothing. They don't hear this stuff often. I make it my business to listen to people like you because I know for a fact something is brewing and it's real. People better pay attention. This ain't no conspiracy theories, nuts talking. This is preachers, folks that fear the Most High that is trying to live right. These are serious folks that have been saying this for a very long time. And, I mean, again, the scientists are saying the same thing as the ministers saying the same thing as the economists. Something is about to happen. Our way of life in this country is about to change. What do you have to say about that to those people that are just new to all this? What should they do? I mean, people that's hearing it for the first time.
I'm going to say this, and check the chat room, too, Brother, see what people are saying. I'm going to say this. You got some good, honest, delivering people out there. Like I said, you know, they're raised by their parents to be the best, you know, human beings that they could be as they grow. From a young man to an old man, or a young woman to an old woman. And, you know, there's a lot of them out there that, you know, they don't use no foul language. And, I mean, they just beautiful, spirited person. But I'm going to tell you this. What they getting ready to unleash on you, you better put all that goodness aside and hold on to the consciousness. Get you some machetes, some knives. Get you whatever you need. Because when they come
now,
at you.
Now, everybody that I know that will listen to this video in the future is going to be shocked by what Brother Seth is going to say. Anybody that know me and have known me all my life know I do not own a weapon. I have never owned a weapon. I do not advocate violence. I'm serious. No kind. I just don't, unless it's in self-defense. I ain't on no military. I ain't on no Army, Navy. I ain't on this imperialistic spirit that the United States have. I don't think they have no rights to be anywhere trying to do anything other than being in their own homeland and trying to cure these problems here. I'm just not for it. I don't see it. I don't feel it. Now, but what I'm about to say will shock a lot of them, because what you just said, I vehemently agree. I think everybody under the sound of my voice needs to go out and find out, first of all, how to operate a weapon. You need
Hold on.
I'm very serious. First and foremost, you need to pray to the Most High. This show, I Smooth Stones, don't advocate violence of any kind whatsoever. That's the show down the street. I don't advocate violence of any type, but I'm talking about just simply what the Constitution say, bearing the arms is a right of ours. I believe that everybody in America, I'm talking about especially those that, like the people you just described, they're easygoing, they've never really owned weapons. I think it's a new day for them. I think it's time that they, let me tell you what, some of you say, well, Brother Seth, I disagree with you. I just believe in trusting the Most High. Let me tell you something. I do too. That's why I never own a gun. I've never really seen crime up close because I believe in angels and I believe in trusting the Most High. But guess what? I'm going to let you finish, Joseph. But, folks, we waver in our faith. If what's going to happen in this country is going to happen based upon the scientists and the ministers and economists all coming together and agreeing for a change, then you're going to be really in a jam when mayhem starts and people going crazy and they make a run on the supermarkets and they run on the gas stations and everything is crazy. Even if you get supplies, you're going to be robbed. Ain't nobody going to sit back and let their family go hungry and they know you got a house full of food down the street. It ain't going to happen. Nobody's going to sit back and let you just hoard up all the stuff. They're going to rob you. And not to really kill you, it's just out of desperation. You got to have weapons. You got to have some to defend yourself, not to hurt anybody again, but to scare people off. Let them know, hey, I got some in here. You know, machete is a bit deep because, you know, anybody using machete, you about to chop somebody up. But I lean towards firearms. I really do. And guess what? I don't know why this is such a controversial subject because most white people I know actually own guns. It's just the people to me that own the least amount of guns is the people that's accused of being the most violent. And that is so-called black people. I know hundreds of people, and I guarantee you 90% of them don't own weapons. It's mainly this young generation. They do. But, I mean, older black people, over, I'll say, 40 years old, most of them, especially they're in church, they don't own weapons. I'm serious. So I think it's going to be the same old people on the bottom, left without, if something ever go down. So, and something is going to go down. Something definitely is going to go down as the Bible is a lie, and the Bible cannot lie. According to the scriptures, America is the whore of Revelation 17. And we can laugh and ridicule the Bible. Some of y'all do that. But, folks, the Bible have never failed. It have always come to pass. Everything you have ever predicted has come to pass. There's those bright minds out there. Somebody that went and got a little degree or something, they're trying to challenge the validity of the Bible, and they try to trivialize this and trivialize that. But that book of Revelation, that book of Daniel, book of Ezekiel, them books are serious. It charts our course. We are the ones that are pawns in the game. That book is going to be fulfilled. Brother Joseph is invited on this show, you know, we call it the New World Watch Society tonight, because we're trying to figure out what the Most High is doing on the earth. Because we love our family, we love our friends, and we want to be able to be safe when these things happen. We're the wise people. Like the Bible talk about the virgins, we're going to be the virgins that had our lamps lit. I mean, we are going to be the virgin with oil. We are going to be the ones that's going to say, I'm glad I listened to that blog talk show. I'm glad I read that book. I'm glad I mean, folks, we got to start thinking outside of the box. This is a type of Katrina right now. We're being told, leave your homes. Leave your homes. Get on the bus. We're going to take you to a higher land. We're going to take you to higher land. Get on the bus. This is the Katrina now on a large scale. And we're debating, should I go or should I stay? Should I go? Should I stay? We always had these people hollering about the world is going to end and these crazy conspiracy nuts. They're just saying this is another ploy. But I'm telling you, folks, this is one time I'm paying serious attention. Brother Joseph, it's not, he's one out of thousands. There's so many people out here, and they're not fruitcakes. Some of these people, oh, they run jobs, they run companies. Some of them are ministers, again, scientists, again, economists. And there is something on the horizon. And the Bible says that the Father is not going to ever do anything on the earth unless he reveals it unto his prophets. Brother Joseph, whether he know it or not, is a type of prophet. You better hear him tonight. Go ahead, my brother.
Now, both these firearms, don't buy them from the store, seeking you get it off the streets on the black market. But all them people that done bought firearms from the last, I'm going to say 30 years, they ain't been on some kind of list. And since old boy Obama been
hold
in
on,
the White
hold
House.
Hold on, hold on, whoa, 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 wait a minute. And you know, I can't just let you say that because that's illegal. You just told me to break the law. Let me word it for you another way, for just to be on the safe side. Let me word it another way. Everybody that buy weapons from the store, they got your name, they know how many bullets, they know your bullet style, you know how when you shoot somebody you can tell who killed them or who shot them. Yeah, that's true. He is absolutely right. Brother Joseph Johnson is absolutely right. If you buy weapons, especially if you're sitting up like Brother Seth, having blogs like this, and your own weapons, you better believe they got you marked, but they don't have me marked because I don't own no weapons. But he is saying that if you buy weapons at the store, that you are probably being watched, especially if you are involved in speaking out against the government and the type of things he's talking about. But I'm not advising anybody to go out here and get an unregistered gun, an unregistered firearm. That's strictly against the law. So that's Brother Seth talking. So go ahead, Brother Joseph.
So I'm going to say this. All you people that done went out there and bought guns, your name is on a list. And see, these people don't want your guns. They want you. They want you, and they going to try to get you. So you better spend your money wisely because you on the list. Now, when Al Cuppy saw the list, he said it was a little more than 10,000. Serge Maness, he saw the list. And like I said last week, the list grows every day that goes past. Names being added on that list. And see, you right down there where all the action is. China,
yeah,
got all. Say again.
You got people don't know where I'm at, so I'm in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. China doing a whole lot of business. Whole lot. They got all the poker chips. How you think we found out about that was China's money that built that corridor?
I know what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say about these Chinese, go ahead and tell everybody about the proof, hard proof, that not just you have, anybody can get this information about the Chinese setting up shop below Texas. Go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
Alexander Backman, investigative journalist. He's a European guy, but he lived down in Juarez and Tamaulipas and all that part of Mexico. And he was saying that a wealthy businessman told him that that was China's money that financed that corridor. And they're building other roads and highways on Mexico side. Now, remember I said last week, see,
Joseph. We got somebody want to comment. Can you hold 1 second, please?
Okay.
I mean, if you don't mind, you know how I got to take these calls whenever they come in like this. Okay. Let's see how we're going to do this. If they ain't hung up, 289-505. Hold on one second. Bear with me here. Okay, somebody's number is 289-05. I'm not going to give out the whole number. You want to comment? You're on the air. Hold on. I think they may have hung up. But anyway, okay, here we go. Let's try it again. Okay, area code 248-805. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey.
Pretty good.
Doing good.
Okay, I was just calling in. I was listening to the brother speak about the part of the whole scheme of democracy and communism. I'm a recent Iraqi veteran. I got discharged back in 05.
Okay.
And I live out here in Detroit, Michigan, whatever, you know what I mean? And I had worked at a garbage landfill last summer temporarily with my supervisor was an ex-Marine, U.S. Marine. And, I mean, this guy was, you talking about bullets and collecting rounds right now, like for this whole, you know, economic crash. This gentleman told me that it was best that I go to a local gun shop called Dunham's and buy as many cheap rifles and shotguns as possible because he said, I mean, you talking about a guy, he got 5 years of diesel fuel stored up in on his property. He got two cabins, which he paid for. He builds all his vehicles. He said everything basically as far as, like, urban people in the cities, you know, Detroit, New York, L.A., they so consumed about everything that the government provides, you know what I mean? Because, like this guy told me, he said, it's definitely going down. And you talking about somebody who didn't, I mean, this dude didn't travel the world and been in all types of campaigns in the military. You know what I mean? I have too, but this dude was a little bit more deeper. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was definitely going down on.
I mean, as far as the forecast, I mean, I know you spoke as far as the scientists, the Bible, you know, basically the who's who is basically on the same accord as far as some type of catastrophic economic collapse, because we can even tell just by, you know, recently when the president announced that the Social Security checks probably won't even get dispersed this month. You know what I mean? And just imagine if that was to go down, and, you know, I talked to three people today, they're like, oh, they're not going to let that happen. Why do people got so much faith in their government saying what they're not going to do when we seen what Katrina happened? Hurricane Katrina, what they thought wasn't going to happen. Can you understand me?
Exactly.
You know, they like, you know, not to take all your time, but they say they like, oh, they're not going to let those checks not come out. Are you serious? If they can crash an automotive industry, you see the NFL can't get it together, the NBA can't get it together, Wall Street crashed, every major industry out here, and you know what's coming next? Hollywood gonna go down. The music industry, everything that has a big abundance as far as making money right now, is about to crash. Every industry.
That's why they getting their money out. That's why we having all this
lockout.
They get their money out.
And you know that, you know, right now the state of Minnesota, the government is shut down.
Shut down. They said the state's going to collapse first.
Yeah, there you go.
They're going to
shut down those state constitutions. See, those state constitutions got to go down first. That's just like Arizona with the immigration thing. That ain't nothing but a tester for the next 49 states. You know what I mean? That whole immigration thing down in Arizona is a joke.
Yes, it is.
It's a real joke. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a question for you, and I want to ask anybody that make a comment this. What do you think is the solution?
I think the solution, like, I'm more like you. I've never owned a firearm. The only firearm I ever possessed was when I served in the Army. And I'm in a consideration within 2 weeks of going to give me a CCW license in order to receive a firearm, and I know about the list and all the other stuff. And I'm already on a terrorist watch list just because I'm a U.S. veteran, and I ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, now at the same time, the solution is what I agree with both you gentlemen on. You better get you a firearm and a machete and store you some food. Because there ain't going to be no, it's going to be a day where you can't call 911, your local law enforcement to come protect you and your family. It's going to be to every man in his household. You know, it is what it is.
And when that dollar collapses, them ships ain't going to be docking here in these deep sea ports because they don't fix the whole system up now. The food we eating is very dangerous coming from other countries that ain't been regulated like the United States used to regulate food to be safe for consumption.
Well, let me do this. Any other solutions, caller? I want to know what people outside of me and Brother Joseph think is the solution. In the chat, I want to ask y'all a question. I'm talking to guests like Holly Lynn, Pool Bear, Soul Train, all y'all in the Dumb America 666, Fortune 500. I want y'all to do something a little special, if you don't mind. Just give me like a one-liner or two-liner if you can do that. What do y'all think is the solution? Because I'm going to tell you something. Brother Joseph is scaring the hell out of a lot of people because he comes with so much truth and he makes so much sense, and they know it ain't nothing you can just blow off as some conspiracy stuff. There's some hardcore truth. Something is about to go down. I told y'all, I ain't never owned no firearm. But I know what happened by watching history. When things go crazy and mayhem starts, the first thing that happened goes is the grocery stores. There's a rush on food. People get all crazy. People get hurt. Gas and water, all of the natural necessities, what they call the living necessities, go first. And then other things happen. So if you need to have weapons to scare off people. You don't want to harm anybody. But if you don't have weapons, people can just walk in your house and take whatever they want. And there is nothing you can do. Like the brother just said, you can't call no 911. And it's going to happen. You know what's crazy is, and I'm gonna let you go, my brother, but real quickly. You know what's crazy? People will trivialize what we're talking about tonight and just blow it off like it ain't gonna happen. But if I said it's gonna happen in Iraq, everybody believe that. If I said it's gonna happen in Nigeria, everybody believe that. We just feel like we're so much untouchable. This nation is so much untouchable. But like I say, folks, I'm putting all my money on the scriptures. And I'm telling you, when the scriptures say you're in trouble, you're in trouble. Caller, listen, we got some other people that want to comment on the subject. But listen, I want to thank you for your opinion, okay? I really appreciate you commenting.
No problem.
All right, where you calling from?
From Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Detroit. Well, listen, thank you. The thing that you said that really made me really think, and everybody else with the question, just hold on a second. I'm going to get to you. You said you're a veteran, and you never owned a gun other than when you went in the service.
I never owned a firearm. I was married when I got out of Iraq, and I never really wanted to buy a firearm because I had young children in the house and everything, and I didn't really, really, the neighborhood and the place I lived in, I stayed in the suburban part of outside of Detroit, and I moved back into the urban area now. You know what I mean? I'm back where it really goes down in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? And lately, as far as, the news,
you really got to have something. And, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. And
right.
I know Christians. Matter of fact, most white Christians I know, if I'm talking to some of my white brothers and sisters, and we talking about the Lord or Most High, whatever, and we get around the guns, every last one of them on guns. If I'm talking to some brothers and sisters that happen to be black, so-called black, most of them don't own firearms unless they're younger. If they're like 25 and younger, yeah, most of them do. But anyway, I got to move on to another call, but I just want to thank you again for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, that's one brother. And let's go to another call. We got someone in the area code of 4417363. Go right ahead, you on the air.
Yeah, that's me. That's James. I'm actually phoning from the UK. I'm under the
Mr. James, Mr. Dumb America. You still call America dumb, huh?
Yeah, I call it Dumb America 666 because you split it into two. Dumb America, a lot of America is dumb. They don't know what's going on. And 666, that's in regards to the evil elite who are in the background running things. So it's like a two-split word. But you asked before solutions. It's like I've just put up there, if we kept to the simple law, your actions should not harm others, life would be so much better. And that's all God requires of us. You know, you've got all your laws, but the basic law is our actions should not harm other people on this planet. And I put earlier on that I was told about this financial crash coming 12, 15 years ago, and I was a bricklayer here in the United Kingdom in construction. So God told me 12, 15 years ago. So, and then God helped me organize my life so that I got out of construction before construction totally collapsed there in the United Kingdom. And I got rid of my debt. I've never took on any debt over the last few years. I got rid of a van that I had for work. I got rid of a car. I downsized my life. And it's not easy. You can't do these things overnight. But now time's getting short for people. But what God did was I was coming down the stairs one morning, 2005 August, and Spirit and God just said to me, write a book. And I couldn't use the computer. I wasn't very good at the computer, and I wrote a 300-page book, and I self-published it in 3 months. And money just appeared so that I could self-publish it. But obviously, because I'm a bricklayer, I'm nobody. Nobody listens to me. And, you know, and I've read the whole book out on a show called The Deafening Silence. I've put a link to it, and I'll put another link to it. And if you go through the show, right from the very beginning when I started this show in 2007, October, I warned there was a financial crash coming. I told people they had to prepare. But I also said it was planned by this evil elite because they've enriched themselves. People now, in 2011, the crash started officially in 2007, December. They can see now that the people have got rich off this financial crash. But I also said in my book that God has told me there's going to be a second financial crash, and they have not planned this next one. They've not planned it. Events are going to cause this second crash. And it's as though God has organized this second crash, because this second crash is going to open our eyes to the reality of this world. Because this evil elite are going to have to get really nasty to protect what they've got.
Let me ask you something. Have you seen the video? And I'm going to ask you this, Joseph, you as well. Have y'all seen the video called The Day the Dollar Died? The Day the Dollar Died.
No, I've not seen it.
I don't warn, but I suggest that everybody's listening to the chat room and on the phone line to please, as soon as this show is off, it's only like 5 minutes long, go to YouTube. Somebody, some very smart people has put together a scenario of what they think is going to happen when this so-called dollar dies. You know, we owe China so much debt, you know, and I'm sure there's a way they can call that debt any time, and it would be really crazy if they started to capitalize on our debt. But it's even deeper than that. You got to look at this video put together by these economists talking about how it's going to happen. They give you just a mock, you know, situation, and it's based on a lot of real numbers. You got to check it out. It'll really it may kind of make you a little sad, or, you know, but like I said, this show is not designed to make anybody upset, nervous, afraid, because I'm telling everybody real quick, and I'm going to let you finish your comment, but I'm telling everybody, please notice that it is a good day. It's a wonderful day. I mean, people say, what? The Bible says, hold on. The Bible says that we, those of us that fear Him, the Most High, and trust Him, we ought to rejoice. Because even though it's the wicked thinking they're in control, really they're not in control. The Most High is saying, okay, it's time for my kingdom to come. In order for my kingdom to come, these other kingdoms has got to fall. Well, America is the biggest bully on the block. It's time somebody bring her down. I don't want her to come down because I live here. It's going to affect me. But according to the scriptures, there is nowhere in the world this bully can keep standing. It's just unheard of. So when the businessmen of America says, okay, we're going to turn the job market over to across the water and start, you know, we're going to set up shop in the sweatshops while we shop. While we shop, this whole country's built on greed. So they're showing all Americans, we don't give a flip about you. If we can move our jobs over to, you know, India or wherever, then that's what we're going to do. And almost all these Fortune 500 companies now are doing business with the sweatshop type of setup, not just in Mexico, but all over the world. So American businessmen have turned their back on America. That's what makes me think if they'll do that, anything is subject to happen. Bill Gates can tomorrow say, I want all of my money, I want it out of the dollar, put it in the yen or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all feel me on that?
But it's like I say in the book, you know, the deafening silence, we're putting our faith in politics, we're putting our faith in so many things above God. And that's the way the world's gone. And it sounds like cheap preaching, but it's not. It is simple. You know, our actions, we can harm people. And the one thing they're saying, there's two things they say in the book. One, we have to stop voting, and in that deafening silence, it'll scare them. If everybody stopped voting overnight, which isn't going to happen, the silence would scare them, those people in charge. And in that silence, you can hear God.
Hold on, you say stop voting?
Yeah, stop voting. And that creates the deafening silence. But also in the book, and this is something to say, now, you might agree with me here, but God sees a nation exactly the same as an individual. It's just a collection of individuals all lumped together. So the actions of that collection of people, the nation, it has a karma effect, you know, because what goes round comes round. Even on the individual, it's the same for nations. And in the book, I explain that Spirit and God have told me that to balance out slavery, which was a crime, say, against black Africans, which has never been balanced out, never, ever been balanced out in any way whatsoever. Spirit and God told me, and I've put it in the book, and it's in my radio show. If you go listen to my radio shows, it's in the very last one, because I read that section out last. And Spirit and God told me to put in the book that black America should stop voting first as an example to everyone else. In other words, be the leader, the spiritual leader for America. And if you think about it, black Americans have tried everything to be accepted in the American society. You know, you get your examples where they are, but generally, black America is the underdog. And they're not appreciated, they're not really wanted by white America, they're tolerated or whatever, you know. But in general, this is a generalizing of the term. But Spirit and God told me, it's black America's spiritual destiny to stop voting first, to show the way to God as an example for everyone else.
Well, listen,
and if black America can let go of
politics, anyone can. I've got to move on to some other comments. Hold on 1 second. I've got to move on to some other comments and callers. But I will say this about black America stop voting. I don't think that's a good idea at all.
You see?
If we stop
there
voting
you are.
Huh?
There you are. There's your challenge, God or politics, and you fell at the first hurdle.
What I'm saying, watch this. Just check me out what I'm about to say here. If Black America stopped voting tomorrow.
Yeah, go on.
What will happen? Now, if they turn to the Most High, because you know my shows. I believe we Israel.
Great show.
I know a lot of people listening right now probably just
dropped the
phone or dropped their computer or, you know, signed off. But I really believe African Americans fulfill the prophecies in Deuteronomy 28 that is to be upon Israel. So according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Bible says if Israel turned to their God, that he will deliver them as a people. So if we turn to our God and begin, not just our God exclusively, but turn to God, Yahweh, and begin to worship him, then, yeah, we'll be delivered. But if we just not turn to God and stay the way we are and not vote, we just sped up slavery. We were shown up being slavery. So I vehemently disagree with you. If we don't turn to God, we better vote. That's the last little straw we got. But now,
can I just say something quick?
Hold on, one more point. If we turn to the Most High, he said he would hear our cry and deliver us. And then we don't need no vote then. I will agree with you on that. But listen, I got to move on. I really enjoyed your comment, but I got some other people want to comment. And if you don't mind, I'd like to move on.
No, I've got to go to work anyway. It's time for me to go to work.
But it's good talking to you. I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I always like hearing that accent on the phone line. So please call back.
Can you do me one big favor? Think on what I said about God and voting, because, as I said, you've put your trust in politicians and voting before God. I'm saying that respectfully. Have a think on that one. Get your Bible and sit and think about it and see what God has to say to you about it. Okay, I've got to go.
You know what's funny? I will say this, and I know Joseph want to jump in here, but we ain't forgot about you, Joseph. Just hold one second. One thing I will say is it's going to look very odd if Black people do it and white people don't. White people vote, we don't. I'm telling you, we will speed up our captivity. It will be worse. If we turn to the Most High, no weapon formed against us as a nation is going to prosper, because it all started with Israel. And according to Revelation, it's going to end with Israel. According to Romans 11, have God forsaken his people? Is this the end of the Jew, the real Jew? I'm not talking about that mess in Israel. I'm talking about the real Judah scattered throughout the four corners. He hasn't forgot us, my friend. If we turn to him, we don't need the ballot. But if we don't turn to him, we need the ballot and we need the bullet. Listen, I've got to move on, but it's good hearing from you, okay? All right, Brother Joseph, are you there? Brother Joseph, you there? Hello, Brother Joseph. Anyway, hopefully everybody can hear me okay. Hello? If y'all can hear me on the chat, please let me know. Everybody, we got disconnected some kind of way. I apologize for that. Got an echo. Do me a favor, those of you in the chat room, let me know if y'all can hear from me. If you hear me clear, because it's sounding really bad on my part. But anyway, back to what I was saying. If you can hear me, just in the chat room, say we can hear you. But the brother, I thought, and brother, I guess, Joseph Johnson, if you can call back. Joseph, are you there? This is what happened. You think it's deliberate? I think it's deliberate. But anyway, folks, we're not giving up. We're going to keep on with this show. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Again, if you can hear me, please in the chat room say, Brother Seth, we can hear you. That would really help me out, okay? Anyway, I just want to thank everybody for just staying with us through that little episode. But I disagree with the brother, Dumb America 666. I think that's what the name he goes by. I think it's a very bad thing to tell people not to vote and everybody else vote. You know, if we're going to not vote, then nobody else should be voting either. That's just how I look at it. Now, because that would just speed up our oppression. And I'm just actually, he may mean well by what he said. He may really meant well by that, but it sounds really crazy, kind of, to be very honest with you. So, Brother Joseph, hopefully you can hear me, because I cannot hear you. If you're there, please say something. So I don't know what happened to my brother. We look like we lost him. Okay. So anyway, I don't think it's a great idea to, again, have somebody voting and then you not vote and expect to have a balanced government. I think that's crazy. But I shouldn't say it's crazy. He's probably got good reasons for saying it, but why black people? Why would you ask somebody to do that? I mean, y'all talk to me. Anybody in the chair will feel me on that? You think it's a good idea or not? I just enjoyed the show tonight. I really have. I just want to thank everybody for listening. We're probably going to go over a little bit. So those of you who just want to hang around, we'll probably go about 15 minutes over just to make up for all this lost time and communication issues. We got another person that want to comment. I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. Brother Joseph, please call back, please. And look like we have somebody else. Area code 817-353. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, look,
hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I like the brother that was saying, talking about the guy in the Marines that, you know, loaded up his houses and he had houses, he was military, and the guy told him that to go and, you know, get his guns ready, and he said that because something's about to go down. I missed it a little bit, but I'm sure you got the complete quote of what was said, and you understood that. And Brother Joseph was saying, he was talking about the welfare and the consumption coming in from Mexico and the roads that was made, and now the government is under siege. That's why they were trying to stop the Social Security for the people, for the older people, you know. So my point is, what you guys were talking about, it's kind of got something to do with undercover masonry, automation, or whatever. But that guy was he from Detroit? And he was telling me that he was in the Marines or the Navy. He knows he got to have these homes, and that he was getting ready. And he told him, hey, man, go to the store, get your guns loaded up, which we don't buy guns or whatever. And then Brother Joseph was saying something about everybody that get guns is on a list.
Now, hold on, caller. Hold on one second. You're making a very good point, but I see Brother Joseph just calling. Brother Joseph, just hold on a second, because I want to hear what this caller got to say. He's making a very good point. Brother Joseph, are you there?
I want to hear what Brother Joseph got to say.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You heard me.
Oh, okay, I finally got you back. But let's let this caller, because he's got a very good point. Go ahead with what you're saying, caller. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Arizona. But what I was saying, what Brother Joseph was saying, is, you know, it was different coming in from Mexico because, you know, you said that you don't use guns. And he was saying that mentioning those people when he was in his situation as the years went by. And he was saying something about the government because of us. Now, he's the other guy was saying about the government in Detroit or something. He's in the military, and this guy said, hey, man, go and get your guns. And he knew the guy that went and loaded up his houses. And, you know, he was in the military, and he said something was about to go down. Brother Joseph was about to say something, even though he knew something, but it was all about something was about to go down. So I was wanting to know what Brother Joseph had to say about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead. And did you have another question for Brother Joseph, caller?
Well, I want to. He was saying something about the stuff was coming in through Mexico because of the roads were built. And with the other guy, he was talking about something about Social Security. They've been cutting off for the people, that older people. And the people were saying, well, now, you know, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. But the other guy was saying something about go load your houses up, man. Fill your houses up with food. Get your weapons. And then at the same time, he was saying something about that something's about to go down.
Okay, so it sounds like what you tried. You just want Brother Joseph to respond and finish up. You want to know what's about to go down. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, caller, that's a very intelligent question. Very intelligent question. Appreciate you calling. I'm going to put you on hold, and he's going to answer your question, all right? Did you have another comment before I do that?
No, go ahead. I was listening to Brother Joseph saying about
the corridor.
About the Ford or whatever.
Okay.
Everybody's name was on the list, and he didn't finish because of the UK guy called in.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Appreciate your call. If you have another comment, hit 1 to get on your phone. But right now, I need you to hit – when I put you on hold, back on hold, I need you to put 1, and that way you won't have your hand up. And if you have another question, hit 1 again. But I appreciate your call. Brother Joseph, you hear the caller?
Yes.
Very, very intelligent question there. So the UK guy, just for the record, I mean, that's my buddy and everything, and we don't, you know, I just disagree with him this time. I think that was very, I just disagree with him. That's all there is to it. But go ahead and answer what that caller was saying, Brother Joseph. So what is going down? You mentioned in Mexico, for instance. Go ahead and tell him what you was trying to say is about to happen in Mexico.
See, what we're witnessing in Mexico real silently, because it's that leopard, you know. You don't see that leopard, you know. Can a leopard change his spot? He always does the same old thing. Before China was, see, they were setting Russia up. I mean, they was giving them all kinds of technology. And they was telling us that Russia got a weak military, Russia got a poor economy. But at the same time, they were building her up to attack the United States. They was doing the Bush and Ronald Reagan era, and what a best time to pull that over on the American people, because the American people, they had the American people thinking that they had the strongest military on the earth, which, I'm not doubting it. But the Most High sent a storm down there in South America, Central America, because the Russians the Soviets, they was the Soviets then. They had all their personnel underground in caverns and things, building it up, waiting on the go-ahead. It was back in the 80s. They were setting Russia up to invade the United States, but the Most High sent a storm down there and destroyed all that military hardware. You can go down there and see it for yourself. If you run up into the right person, that'll carry you to that stuff and see it. It's still down there, all flooded up. But then they got China. They don't set China up. But the invasion gonna come through the corridor, because when you look at the map, the U.S. Navy map, Texas is not going to face no.
I got to say this now. I hear people listening, and I gotta ask you this question.
What?
Now, the United States military is number one in the world.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, they're trying to get the United States through the back door.
Let me get my question out. They're number one. And Texas is big, but we're talking about the whole United States. These Chinese don't come up through Texas, what he's trying to say, caller, the caller before.
Not just from Mexico. You got a Russian military base in Utah, a Harlem Air Force base to Germany. Now, remember, Bill Clinton closed down all the military base, I think, was 96 or 90.
Okay, listen, I'm about to agree with you. Hold on. I'm about to agree with you in a strange way. The only way, I'm going to let you talk. We got time. We're going to go over tonight. The only way I can agree, I know it's going to happen. I know America's going to fall because it's just prophetic. I just know it. But you look at this big military that can just blow a feather out of the air. At least they want us to think that maybe they can't. And seemed like to me that would be so easy for them to just wipe out anybody that's trying. If China does anything, I would think the United States is going to drop the atom on them or something. I mean, anybody that messed with this country, I would think that the only way I agree with you, though, is that they all the same.
See, they're doing this through the back door. Because, see, let's say China, let's say China walked through our grid with the cybernetic technology where they got from the United States, Now, United States can retaliate. And China know it. But the whole thing is they got to get the United States off guard. That's why you got the United Nations and them other institutions in New York running the United States military down in the ground.
It's not going to be a complete takeover, but they're going to get a real good foothold, and it's going to be a lot of casualties. They're going to cause havoc, but they're not. See, what I can't see is 300 million people, or even half of that, or even a quarter of that destroyed.
Brush up. The people don't mean nothing. They can't stand up against a military when you got helicopter, them gunships and anti-aircraft vehicles. I mean, look at the military now. I mean, all we got is assault rifles and 22 shot. But you got boys that train to bite a bullet. They're like the Russian Sputniks. They speak several languages. They're weapons experts. Can drive anything. Can fly anything. And been trained to have several fighting techniques. Just like when they was in they was bagging the boys to come out and fight them because they were sniping at the Russians. That Muslim country when Bill Clinton was the president, that Muslim country in Europe? Was it Albania? See, them people wouldn't come out and fight this button ass face to face. They were sniping at them. The Russians wanted that battle so bad, they would put a piece of paper on their back and say, come out and fight like a man. These foreign nationals, they've been well indoctrinated about the mentality of the American people, because they know the American people will buck if it ain't right, like they did in the Civil War. If it ain't right, they're going to take it to the streets. These people,
Let me say this real quick, because we're coming up on 2 o'clock. Folks, just know this. We're going to go over If you want to continue listening, you can call the number at the website and listen. We got several people on the line, and we're going to just go over so they'll continue to listen. But anybody listening through their computer, we're going to lose you in about 2 minutes. So if you want to call the number, just you can join in for free. Otherwise, we're going to lose you in 2 minutes. But all of the show will be archived, so if you just wait till about 15 minutes, you probably can listen to the whole thing if you were thinking you missed something. But please call the number, and I want y'all to know I really appreciate your time. Follow the show. I keep saying that. Get a reminder sent to your phone and stuff, because this brother right here, I'm telling you, y'all going to hear a lot of this brother for us. But go ahead, Joseph. I just want to just say goodbye to some.
Hold up, the brother said. Hold on. The brother Soul Train said, you always talking about Russians and these and those. That's why we're in the mess, because that's all you're looking for. No, that ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking at reality. I'm looking at what Bill Clinton did, what Kennedy did. These boys was signed off on executive orders. This thing on a whole professional level that you really can't comprehend. You don't know what it like to see a sputton ass coming up your street itching for a battle. They want you out in the street to fight. They want to fight because they done heard so much about you. So you better be ready. And all this shifting to the fifth dimension, the fifth, I ain't got nothing against that. But I'm talking about reality. These people is already over here. Now, they get
you know what? There's a lot of proof saying what this brother is saying.
Soul Train said,
what you can see, live by faith. This is another person that can make your laws for you. This is another person that can make your laws for you. I don't know what he mean by that.
Look at Pol Pot in the Khmer Rouge. Look at the Cultural Revolution. Them white folks were telling them Chinese people, oh, don't worry about it. You're going to be raptured. All that foolishness. And them people drop their gods and never pick their gods up. And what do you have old China today? Look at the Nazi conspiracy that happened to the German people and the Bolshevik Revolution. Come on, man. We done saw this stuff over and over and over again. Now it's the United States turn. They don't need you no more, and they coming up against you. You can listen to all that foolishness. You better deal with reality. Now, like I said earlier, I'm 5, 6, 7 years old watching my granddaddy cry because he went over there in Germany. He left 2 daughters and a wife back. And he came back. That man learned something over there. He said, United States is next. This was in the late 60s when I was a little boy. And here I see it. Kennedy done handed over all branches of the military over to the United Nations. He had to sign off on it. And Bill King gonna come behind that and close over an animal, send out a military base to make run for these foreign nationals. They coming over here on one way tickets on 777 they're coming over here on these big 777 with number of their duffel bags. And if you go to, I tell you what, go up in Northern Virginia and go to any Walmart. You will see them. You will see, I don't care what state in the country, go to Walmart, just hang out, you will see them. And see, I'm waiting for somebody to call in, brother, to ask, you know, to see if they see any of these big neck Chinese boys with these big biceps. They in our mix.
Joseph, listen now. The caller before asked you. He wanted to before the guy from Europe called, and you was about to say some things. You're talking about something that's going to happen, but it's like people want to know how is it going to look? I mean, they want to know specifically what are you saying, like what
Hold on.
Wait a minute. I want you to calm down because we're going to probably go for another 15, 20 minutes. So I'm just saying this. You've got a lot of people on the phone lines, okay? As a matter of fact, area code 248-805, it shows you got a question, and area code 813-353, the person that just called earlier, it looked like you have a question. I need y'all to hit 1 on your phone to get rid of that, and then if you have a question, hit it again, okay? I just saw one brother.
Well, let me say this.
Hold on, because I got to get this right. Just wait a second. Let me get this right. Now, all right, everybody's cool. Now it's just area code 817-353, hit 1 on your phone right now. If you have a question, I'm going to let you hit it again, but right now hit 1 to clear it up. That way we'll know who's got questions and who don't. But go ahead.
See, Buster, they run in the United States military down in the ground like they done already destroyed the senators and the congressmen. All you got to do is look at the membership of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. All of them members of that. How the hell you have a two-party system when all of them members of this un-American activity institution in New York? And then when you go in your grocery store, all your CEOs that own them goods and products in your grocery store is members of the Council on our Trilateral Commission. But the invasion, see, when you see our soldiers lead this country, that's what they're trying to do. But they're going to catch the United States off guard. That's why the United States couldn't fight World War II the way they wanted to, because they couldn't go past this parallel and that parallel from the United Nations and the Pentagon. That's why they couldn't fight Vietnam the way they wanted to, because of the United Nations Charter. But I'm telling you, people, you better wake up to reality. Al Cuffin told me it's going to be bad. That man told me that they be having fist fights in the Pentagon on a daily basis. And brother, I'm going to ask you this. Did you hear about the shootout that they had in the Capitol garage earlier, 2005? Did you hear about that? It was the France Secret Service, United States. It was several secret services from various countries, and it was two deaths in the Capital City garage.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
It's so much going on in this country, man.
I
got a shortwave radio. Where it done went bad, I carried it over to Egypt with me, and I broke it. But I've been supposed to be getting me another one. I used to listen to the most dangerous radio station on shortwave, The Fugitive. I ain't heard them in like 9 months now. But it's the most dangerous radio station on shortwave. Man, this all I do is I eat this stuff, man. Anybody watching this, and anybody tell me, man, look the other way, man. That's the person I want. Keep your ass around me. Don't even speak to me. Don't even look at me, because I don't know what you're watching. And if you got any daughters, you better hide them. Because like the book said, these people coming from the worst of nations. They don't care nothing about your grandma.
Hold on. Somebody, this brother that called earlier, it's got another question for you. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what we have to say. Area code 817-353. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead. You have another question?
Yeah. What I was saying was, I was asking this question. Do you agree with the guy that was saying that he was talking about the military, the dude he was in the military? He said to go home, get your food, stack up on your food, get your weapons. Because something about to go down. And y'all was missing that question. Okay.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
I can add on to that. I caught a blog program dude was listening, live next door to a military guy, and he had backed up a U-Haul in his driveway. And to make a long story short, he told his neighbor to get from around that area, because that's around that where all that water at, where they done broke them levees and dikes and whatever. And he said, you better get up out of that. Because, see, September, October, November, December, these winter months, you better have you some good warm winter clothing, because they're going to do something with all that water they done backed up, and they got more water to release.
So it's a conspiracy to dash out the wanderers, the people that's wandering. But my point is, okay, the main thing I'm trying to come up with, even though the guy was talking about in the military, and he was talking about this other guy that had all this stuff, and he was saying, man, hey, something to go down. He said something to go down, whether it's Mason, whether it's whatever the case may be with the high and the lawyer, it's just an undercover secret to just wipe out everything, because they was trying to get rid of Social Security, even though people got to wait for it. But what I'm asking you is, what actually is, even though it's going down regardless, whether you think about it and they drop the bomb tomorrow, but what should people do? What should people do besides, because there's so much going on in the music world, it's going on in the physical world, it's going on way beyond the capacity of your job, and then you wonder why things is going the way it's going. There's a question mark there. So what these guys were talking about, and then the guy come up on that with the 666. I'll be wondering, why was he calling himself the 666? The dude from Ukraine or UK. He on the other side of the world. Okay.
What else?
Now, what? You know, as far as what you know, and even though the military is going to come and sabotage everything or whatever, and I'm not saying they sabotage, just like you say, it's political. So if it's political, it's political. But what should people do? Do you agree with the weapons that he's saying, hey, man, get your weapon? And you were saying that on that list, they got people on the list, so every time you go get a weapon, they know who on the list, they know this, they know that.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is, what part do Obama play in this with the government while he's fighting every day to sustain evidence to get to a conclusion?
Well, Obama, he's full of the whole program. Hook, line, and sink. He was taught over in Russia for a couple of years. He's been everywhere. The man ain't nothing but 49, 50 years old, and don't nobody know nothing about him. I can see if he was 70, 80 years old. This man ran my age. Don't nobody know him at them colleges he say he went. The whole thing is a whole lie. And see, as far as these black leaders, ain't no black leader. Who can you mention? Cornel West, the Dyson, all of them got paymasters. And they know he better not speak about they drop concerning this thing. They know, and they ain't saying nothing.
The paymasters, are they the Masons? Is it part of the Masons? Undercover clash? Is that what it is? Is it undercover clash because of money, to seniority, prestige, and power?
But when you said the Mason, you're looking at the whole infrastructure. That's why I don't like to go to the hospital, because the hardcore Satanists up in there. Not all of them, you know, but they done infiltrated the hospital. You go up under the light in the night, the knife for surgery, they're taking other organs from you. They literally taking people organs. So y'all can be lackadaisical with this society here, but it's all over with. They don't use all of the United States resources to conquer other nations. Now that they done conquer all the other nations, they don't need America no more. They said they was going to save America for last. and here we go. And look, let me tell you about Nelson Mandela. You see how all the black folks take a flock behind that foolishness, the black churches, how they get their tithes and things to the black churches, all that money going to the ecumenical movement, the two ecumenical movements, the World Council of Churches, the World Council of Churches, they the ones that gave the ANC all these assault rifles to get to the ANC. And who would the ANC fight? The Zulus, because the Zulus didn't go along with that foolishness. They were busting up in churches. They were busting up in churches with machetes and assault rifles, killing them white folks, raining them white folks out of South Africa with nothing but the clothes on their back. But see, all that sounds good to us. Oh, the black people getting their land back. But look how they're getting it back under communism. Why they can't do a well-organized revolution without communism? See, communism always been so attractive to black people. Always.
Because of money.
And see, brother, like the brother said, if we stop participating in this system, then we can get some answers from the Most High. But while we voting and this and that, think we need this system, the Most High ain't going to fool with us. That's why he going to throw us away. And he.
So you agree with the guy saying don't vote?
Don't vote, because see, look, when I was in penitentiary, I used to get the dudes to look, man, don't come out the cell. Don't participate. If don't nobody come out them cells, them policemen got to bring us our food, everything they got to do for us. Everything will be on shit. But
if everybody's in the cell, which we already know how they go down, but if everybody's in the cell, you know what I'm saying, and nobody don't say nothing, even though the system was crooked, they waited for somebody to say something to sabotage everybody, right?
Exactly.
Am I making sense?
You making sense. That's how they do. They always turn one against the other.
So if we vote, we're trying to make a change. Everybody ain't going to get out there and vote because, the political situation is like way beyond our capacity because they already know who's going to win. You with me on this?
Exactly. It's particularly
in a situation to where no win, because it's been communized, a communization. It's been communism, but it's on our behalf. We ain't even communists. You feel me?
No.
You with me? We're not communists, but with all this stuff going on political, it's like, now, what exactly is we coming up against? Why do these people got to go out with Social Security? Old people don't work all their life. And then we sitting over there trying to help them people. But you know what the whole concept of it is? I don't really know. But I think, like you said about the Japanese, the Japan, I think that what they're going to do eventually, I'm just guessing, you know.
And nobody
the satellite going to go out, and they'll figure out a way with the Google search to where they can put the stuff in space, and they can not make it. They'll like in North Korea. North Korea, you can't mess with them. They don't tell you, hey, look here, man, we don't give a damn about no USA. But if we tell them USA, come down here, they say, well, they got the NATO, NATO? You know what I'm saying? NATO is the people that come in and want to do the inspections on what they do. You're not going to go to their country because you're stepping on their land. And at the same time, they build a nuclear war. But in the process, while they build a nuclear war, don't you understand that the North Korea deal with Japan, China, to Google search, and they can actually send that bomb or that missile over and destroy everything. It's all a setup. Are you with me on that? You feeling me what I'm saying?
They got, look, the United States got a bomber that can fly around this around this globe that's dropping can tie it up. They got, man, look, this military, they got to catch up with a draw stamp, and they're going to do it. The United States is United States and Israel is two of the strongest things out there, and they're going to show you what they're going to do to China. You watch. And when these white folks see all these Chinese people over here on their soil, and when they really find out that the Russians over here for gun confiscation, you better get out of the way, because it ain't going to be nothing but some hot flying lead going everywhere, and then NATO going to be flying, dropping bombs on the hot spots.
So now you're with me. I like that, Joseph. Now you're with me. So in other words, do you think we should go ahead and get ready for it? The dude just called 666. His name is 666. He just called. He came to the radio station, and then he got off and said, man, I got to go to work. And he shut up, and he said, y'all black folks. But he was seeing, what he was talking about was real. He said, man, don't vote. And he said, because, see, while you vote, now you know we need to. But why would he call himself 666? He didn't call himself Larry. Here he is, what, the 20, what name is this? 19 to 20.
Okay, hey, come on, hold on, 666.
But see, that's his birth. That's his birth, 666. That's his birth. That's his how would you say it, bro? That's the day he was born, 666, you know? So this 666 ain't really evil, you know. It's just his birth, like Daniel breaks it down, you know.
Hold on. Brother Joseph, let me hang up with this caller. Caller, I appreciate your comment. You got any more close comments? Because I got some other phone calls.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just listening. I just want to just, you know, besides the other guy to talk before that, I just didn't understand why this is a talk station. And whether you're saying what you're saying, and the guy didn't mean no harm, but he was trying to tell you something. But the only problem I got was his name was Larry. He stepped in the zone with 666. You know, 666 is a devil.
No, listen, his name is Dumb America 666. He's calling America 666, not him.
Okay, but guess what? He called America 666, but he ain't from America. He's from UK. He's from Russia.
I know, but listen, I got other callers. I let you talk a long time, and that's okay. You made a lot of
points. All right, well, go ahead. What's the next caller? All right, my bad.
Go ahead and answer another call, because they've been holding a long time. But
okay, go ahead.
I appreciate your input, though, okay? Thank you.
All right.
He made a lot of good points, a lot of good questions. Brother Joseph, you there? Because I got some other people want to talk to you.
Yeah, put down the brother on.
Okay, we got some other people want to talk. Okay, actually, I think I got a three-way here. I got a brother on, and he got another brother on. So go ahead. Can you
put them all on? Put them all on.
Hold on, Brother Joseph. Are y'all there? Okay, I can't hear you. Let me turn you on. All right, let's see if we can go ahead and say talk. Go ahead, caller. Where you calling from, first of all? Now, hold on, because I can't hear you. I've got to turn the speaker up. Just one second. Okay, here we go. There we go. All right, now, go ahead. State where you're calling from. What state, please?
Fortune 500. I'm calling from New Jersey. Another brother on. Okay. This is Bart Solutions, also from New Jersey.
Okay.
Hello, how are you brothers doing today?
Doing pretty good. Brother Joseph, can you hear them okay?
Kind of funny.
Okay, go ahead, y'all. What's your question?
Okay, well, we were just actually just listening in. We really didn't have a question. We really enjoyed your show. We enjoy Brother Joseph. We think that, a very nice one to the show, and we appreciate all the information that you provided.
Well, let me say this. Brother Joseph, can you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah, I heard him.
You can hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay, so go ahead, my brother.
Basically, this is for solutions. I did want to ask, does he have a website or someplace that we can go to kind of, because a lot of the information, he was giving us a lot of information, but, you know, I like to do research. I'm a researcher, so I like to research my information. So I would like to get, you know, some of the names that he was mentioning, if he has a way that I can get that, some of the information from him.
Well, you can go to Dan Smoot. Dan Smoot dead. He was an FBI officer back in the 50s, and he discovered the truth by looking at this thing, you know, as being a professional on the level that he was on. See, when you listen to people talk about this thing on that level, then you know this thing is on.
Okay, could y'all hear him? Okay, just then. Okay, alright, now, do me a favor, Brother Joseph, just for now, name names, websites, just take a moment. I can kind of help him out because I know some people too. So I want y'all to get your pencils out, those of you listening to the archive, those of you still on the show listening now live, we still got people on the phone lines right now as I speak. We're going to talk slow with this. Now,
all you got to do is find a good website that talks about the United Nations. Get on that search engine and click on United Nations or the Council on Foreign Relations. The press.
No, Brother Joseph, brother, hold on. No. There is thousands of websites on the United Nations. What do you get your
phone? Every one of them will help.
Wait a minute. There are thousands, and some of them are vehemently against what you're saying. So we got to know what you listen to, where you're getting your information. You said Al Cuppett. Spell his name. Let's start with him for one.
I mean, that's easy. Al Cuppett. Cuppett.
What
did he say?
Okay.
Al Cuppett.
It's C U Al Cuppert. I think it's C U P P A R D. Al Cuppert.
No. C U P P E T T.
Did you get that, y'all?
E U T U.
C U P P E T T. Okay, that's the first person. Now, the other brother that you talked about that talked to you in prison. What was this guy, his brother, that really touched you, that was moved by you? Serge Maness. Serge, S-E-R-G. Maness, is that M-O-N-A-S-T?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give him that video that you talked about on YouTube. See, this is what, Brother Joseph, this is what I was saying earlier to you. There are people that want to, they want you to be right because it sounds right, but they just got to see it with their own eyes. And right now is the time you want to share with, you want to just empty your head with all these videos. Look at this video. Look at that video. Read this book. Read that book. Visit this college. Visit this institution. This is when you got to get the sources out.
Hey, can I share something real quick?
Okay.
This is
Barstow. I tell you what.
I'm on the same page with Brother Justin, and I realized that, you know, I have a radio station, radio show too, and I realized that a lot of the information that I gave out, that I really, you see on the database, I have thousands and thousands and thousands upon websites on the database, but I realized that for me to be more effective, I cannot strictly go on my opinion alone, and I have to start providing the people with facts, actual information. So what I started doing is I started taking notes myself. Instead of having it on my database, I started writing some of this stuff down so I would have a page of it. Because, you know, I myself was locked up, so I had a lot of time to actually start investigating it. And in the time that I was locked up and into my investigation, I started steering myself in the wrong direction. So a lot of times I see that I have to start backtracing myself, and now that I've started analyzing and started really doing the research on the people that
I was getting my information from and started cataloging it now so that now some of these people aren't even quoted anymore. Like, you know, I was focusing on the Alex Jones website until I realized that a lot of the things that he sells is interest, self-interest. And then he, you know, he speaks a lot of the people, and I'm not knocking any, he gives us great information, and he provides a lot of information, but I realize that he's coming from a particular point of view. So
I used to have Alex Jones. You just got to use this stuff the best of your ability. You know when somebody's selling you a wooden nickel? Come on, man. Come on. You won't bone yourself.
Joseph, I think what Bar Solution is saying is he said that he has, I don't know if y'all can hear it because the communication is not that good, but
I can't hear him,
Nick. Anyway, what he is saying is he no longer have to quote all these people because he built up a rapport with the people. He built up confidence with the people because he quoted so much proof over the years and sources. So now people say, this brother know what he's talking about. And do I have that right, Bar Solution? So that's all he's saying is people just want to know where can they go. They don't want to search for 8 hours and they can go listen to one video and go, wow. So you don't want to say, just type in, hold on. You don't want to type in, just say, Council on Foreign Relations. Because Council on Foreign Relations got a lot of people that's pro them and that's not dogging them like you are. They got a lot of liars out there. So you don't want the brothers to run into the liars. So that's why I tell you a good one so we can wrap this up. What is some of those videos that you've told me about? Brother said you got to see this video. Why don't you share with Bar Solution and Fortune 500, these two brothers on the line, they go by those names. Share with them and all of the other listeners, because you still got quite a few listeners on the line right now, as well as people, I don't know how they would be listening on the internet. I guess everybody would have to be on the phone line. But anyway, they still talk in the chat room, look like, or still several people in the chat room. Anyway, what is the video on YouTube that you was talking about that has so much information? I know you mentioned about 3 different videos.
Alan and Tank?
Any of the information you talked about tonight?
Well, look, you can go to Steve Quayle and track down Hulk. Hulk got a program. He come on Thursdays and Fridays. And the day on the, Hulk, he named
you talking
Hulk.
About Blog Talk Radio, or you talking about show?
No. We're wasting too much time on this. Steve Quayle, go to Steve Quayle and look on the left side of the screen and punch up Archives and zero in on Hulk. He had a good program today. It was a lot of military movement going on today. A whole bunch of military.
Brother Joseph, is Steve Quayle on Blog Talk Radio?
No, he got his own website. Steve Quayle.
Okay, that's what we needed to hear. That's what we need to hear. Did y'all get that, my brother? SteveQuayle.com?
Steve Quayle was
hold
a big dog boy.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Brother Joseph. Did y'all
get
to
the other call. I want to see what some other callers are saying.
Okay, so they know about Steve Quayle. They get his RSS.
He on his way. We're wasting time. Let's get another call, man.
Brother Joseph.
The brother is all this way, bro. Now, we wasted time, right? That's why,
Brother Joseph,
that's why I be trying to express to you, bro. Now, we don't have much time. September, October, rolling around.
Right, but listen, just for a second, calm down a little bit. I know you're excited, but just calm down a little bit because these brothers are writing this stuff down. They going and they going to get
this
information.
They already on the path. They're wasting time. I want to hear another caller. Get another caller, brother. I want to hear another caller.
Whoa. Slow down.
If he got Steve Quayle, he on.
You hear that?
He knows what's going on.
You own. I don't know if you can hear him, but anyway, all I'm saying, brother.
I know about David Icke, too. I know about Steve Quayle, Alex Jarkin, John, a lot of names on this political arena.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And that's all I'm trying to do, Brother Joe. I'm just trying to equip people. There's more than that, just these two people. And, the other brothers on the line haven't raised their hand for a question, Joseph. Just so you know,
uh-huh.
I think there's a lot of people with their hands up. Hold on. Listen for a second, my brother. There's a lot of people on the line, but they're not asking a question. These brothers is on the line, and they just want to know the different people you listen to. So far, y'all listen to this kind of the same people. I want to share some other names that neither one of y'all have said. And y'all ever heard of Democracy Now?
No, I ain't never went to that. No.
Okay, Democracy Now have a lot of people on, just like you, Brother Joseph. And they are very controversial, and I like Democracy Now. I like Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky, y'all know who Noam Chomsky is, right? Okay, Brother Joseph, you know who Noam Chomsky is?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a brilliant man. He eat up the United States as far as their imperialistic attitude. And there's just several people out there. We got to just sharpen our tools. We got to just sharpen each other. So
yeah, the New American magazine, that's a good one. Dan Smoot, like I said, Dan Smoot.
Hold on. Y'all both talk at the same time. Hold on, Brother Joseph. Just 1 second, please. These brothers about to hang up. Just hold on. Let me hear what they're saying. Say it again.
I was saying Norm Finkelstein.
Norm who?
About Israel also.
Who? Norm who?
Norm Finkelstein.
Spell that last name.
Finkelstein. I believe it's F-I-N-K-L. I
would say
Zion.
So you said Snake? Say that.
Is he the guy that wrote the book, Archaeology of Israel?
Oh, he's the brother that wrote the book, Archaeology of Israel. I'm just kind of interpreting because between these phones, it's not real clear. And I'm just trying to, because I don't think Brother Joseph can hear that name.
I know.
He says he don't understand.
I wanted to share something real quick. This is Bart's solution again. And this guy is very controversial, and we all know how he has changed his coat, so to speak, in the last couple of years, Al Sharpton. But Al Sharpton made a very good point on his radio program. He says we have a lot of sharp brothers out there. We have a lot of us that have proper information, and we have a lot of information that's very pertinent to our existence, to what's going on in their life. But the problem is that we come from a society where we're still trying to take that old translation or that old tradition and pass it along, but we need to start coming out with facts. And when we call up and we confront people, we need to have our notes down, have our pen, and be able to hit people with the proper information, with facts, leading them in the direction that we want them to see so that they can get a better understanding, so that they can see that we're all, what we're talking about, so we can all be on the same page. So that this is how we lose brothers, is that we come with a little bit of information, the brother says, oh, he don't know what he's talking about, and the next thing, we're arguing. The reason why people argue and debate is because of lack of understanding. Once we start getting understanding of what we're talking about, it'll end. Truth will appear. There'll be no more argument.
The only thing we need to understand, only thing we need to understand is that you got foreign troops on this goddamn soil. That's the only thing we need to agree on. That's the only threat. It ain't that they coming, they here. So I ain't got nothing to do about further research. They here. They on your soil.
Mother Joseph.
Let me say this.
I hear what you're saying, but you can't just make people be where you at. Now hear me out.
I want nobody to believe nothing. I say nothing. I wouldn't care if they believe nothing. They can hang their phone up far like a slur. But all I'm saying is they gotta be a man and stop looking for Jesus to do everything for Joel had to handle this thing himself. Did anybody say the disciples? I'm saying, brother, like, everybody want to live forever, but don't nobody want to die. This is reality, man. This is reality.
What I'm saying, hold on. What I'm saying is this. Now, you got to listen. I don't want to have to mute you now.
Listen, come on, I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But listen, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Now, you got two brothers on the line. They actually call me on another phone. That's why nobody can hear them. So I got a cell phone up to a cell phone. Everybody can hear you clear because you're on the hotline. You're a host. You're my guest. But they can't hear these brothers. These brothers is ready for battle. They're looking to find out. They want ammunition. They want the weapons you got.
I don't know where to get it from.
Listen, hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. They want what you got. They saying, you know what, we know about. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying, man. This is how we get all upset and we don't make no, we just burn out. Now, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying.
I'm not getting burned out.
I'm going to have to mute you, man, because I just can't get a word in. So when I unmute you, then I'll let you talk. But right now, I got to make my point. So I just have to mute you right now. What I'm saying is this. You got two brothers on the line. They want to help. They might not be moving as fast as you like. They might not have the insight you got. But I'm listening to these brothers, and I don't know if you can hear them. I think the problem is you can't hear them because of this phone situation, and I couldn't get them in on the regular line because it's after hours. And that's my fault. You know, we went over. But if you could hear what they're saying, I don't think you'd be saying the things you're saying because they are vehemently on your side. They're saying you're on point. They want to know how better to get a hold of you. They want to talk to you. They want to know what you were, because they're trying to reach people, and people are coming at them with all this. You know, and they want to have ammunition. Am I right, my brothers? Okay, speak up a little bit because we can barely hear you.
Okay, all of us are looking, or we are being teachers. And if we're not teachers, we should be teachers. But the first rule and the first thing we have to remember as teachers is that you never, ever stop becoming a student. So what I mean by this is this. This is plain and simple. Is that we have to be able to keep our ears open, all right, in order to listen as teachers. Listen to our students and understand which level they're on, all right? Now, we are actually those children or those people that we're trying to get out to, all right? We have to become a student of them so we can learn how to give the information that we're trying to provide them and to know how to actually deliver it, okay? So in order to be a teacher, like I said, the number one rule is you never forget that you're a student, because you can say, we can say anything and everything, and we can say things that over people's head, but if we continually say things that's over people's head, then we're not doing the job that we came out to do. So
Well, listen, I...
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. That was from U-Bar Solutions, right?
Fortune 500.
Okay, you Fortune 500. Well put, very well put. I understand what your brothers are saying. I understand what Brother Joseph is saying. I think what the problem is, he can't really hear y'all, and he don't hear how much y'all are saying. Y'all actually saying, we want your phone number. We want to hook up with you. We want to know what the solution, what we need to do, how we need to work together, who you're listening to. That way, we'll be more equipped, because when folks come at you, you got to have, there's a lot of people that will help, but they just ain't going to help because you're saying, there's danger. They don't know you. And you got to win their trust. You can get mad all you want. You can fight, but they still ain't going to trust you. You're going to have to win them over with facts. And that's just the way it is. Nobody
that's
just going to...
That's the way life is.
Yeah, nobody's just going to look at you just because you're screaming and there's a giant outside. There may be a giant outside. They may be getting ready to die, but they're just going to die because they don't trust you. And that's just what I was just saying. So, listen, I appreciate y'all calling in like this with this double line, and I apologize that it's after hours and I couldn't get y'all on the show. I'm going to go back to Brother Joseph here in a second. He probably be a little pissed at me for putting him on mute, but I definitely wanted everybody to hear what y'all was saying because you and Brother Joseph is saying the exact same thing. So, again, thank y'all for calling, coming. Brother Bar Solution, did you want to have any words, anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what he was saying. We don't know how to answer the question until we listen to what the question is. And so that we're not running around in circles, we do have to take the time out to be able to listen to what they want to know. And, he is providing a lot of information. I do want to say that. A lot of the information I know about, and there's information even deeper than where he's going. And he's right. The war isn't yesterday. The war isn't in the future. The war is right now. And then we do have to prepare ourselves and brace ourselves. And we have to be able to get this information the best way that we know how. And right now it happens to be the internet and word of mouth. But we got to be able to utilize these things, but we also have to be able to utilize what the truth is, comparing that to the word of God, comparing that, to what's going on, and be able to provide it so that we can actually fight the fight.
Amen.
And I can't fight the struggle, but if my soldier is all the way in California, that's over here by myself, I think I'm all by myself. I have to know there's other people out there, that's going to keep my winning spirit. Hire on release valves.
situation under control. So, you know, I'm not knocking anything the brother said. I'm not knocking any of his sources. Only thing I'm saying is that, you know, what's wrong with trying to examine it a little bit closer? That's all.
All right, you brother.
If we look at President Bush, he had somebody writing every word that he said so that he would not trip up. I forget who that brother is. He's supposed to be one of the smartest men on the planet. If you guys know about the, you know about what's going on, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But being in the thing, you got to tighten that back in. You got to be as sharp as they are.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, you brothers, let me let you go. I want to get back to Brother Joseph if he's still there and let him have last words. I appreciate what y'all are saying. Appreciate what y'all are saying. Stay with the program. We'll be hopefully here next week, okay? I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. And are y'all able to hear the show when you hang up on me talking to me? Or you can only hear
online? Online, no, we can't hear it.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring him on, but I'm going to mute this phone where y'all can't be heard. You understand?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to mute you.
Just to relay a message to Brother Joseph if he couldn't hear
us. He can hear y'all right now, but y'all can't.
I don't want him to think that we're his brother.
No, you don't have to say that. I know that brother should know that. Let me go ahead and go to him. He should know that after all y'all said. But let me go ahead and mute y'all and get with him and let him have closing words. There's one other person want to comment on the line, but I think he commented earlier. So let me go ahead and go to Brother Joseph. I'm going to mute y'all, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I guess we're muted.
Okay. Okay, but I can hear y'all talking. Okay. Okay. All right. Now. Okay. Now, anyway, okay, Brother Joseph.
Yeah.
All right. I got these brothers on the line. And anyway, I'll let you have last words. You heard what they were saying, right?
I couldn't hardly hear them.
Basically, in a nutshell, they were saying that they were calling to say they agree with what you're saying, and that they was trying to figure out a way to get a hold of you, to talk to you, and to know what your sources were, and.
I don't like that. Why they won't know my sources? You know.
Oh, listen. Well, listen, man. Listen.
Everybody got sources.
No, listen. Hold on, Brother Joseph. Just calm down for a second, because people are listening to us right now as we speak. It's still people on the line, and I understand your frustration. You're like, let's go out there and kick some ass.
No,
I'm ready
not
to fight.
No, why you saying
on,
that?
Hold on,
why you putting the words in my mouth? No, brother.
Well, hold on. Let me get without what I'm saying. When somebody say to you, and I know these brothers, you don't know them, I know them because they come to the show all the time.
Uh-huh.
I know these guys. I'm telling you, they are good guys. They are the people that is anti-capitalism. They're pro-kingdom of the Most High. They believe.
What can I say?
Hold on, man. Just let me get this out. I'm going to let you get last words. You got the whole last word. When people call and say, I just want to tell that brother to keep doing what he's doing. I want to join with him. We want to help him. And we just want to know. We're going to let him know who we listen to. He can get more information. Because that's what you're doing right now. You're sharing with everybody what's going on. And you're telling them. Who's saying what? You saying, go check it out yourself. Well, they're saying, we run into people and people saying, well, what, you got proof on this? So they just trying to get more information, just like I'm writing down stuff you're saying. They're writing down stuff. They want to know how you spell Al Cooper's last name. And you get frustrated with them asking you on how to get more information on the man that taught you so they can learn more.
This is the kind of stuff we can't use.
It's an easy word to spell, though.
To you. We can't even hear you. Much less know what you're saying. You got to calm down, my brother. Now, right now, I had to talk to him. I don't know if you can hear me, but I was trying to calm them down because I didn't want them to think that what it was, you couldn't hear them. If you could hear them, I think that would have solved the problem. I shouldn't have had them call on the cell phone like that and do this double line because the phone line's going to pick it up. But these brothers are 100% on your side. They listen to your show. They're some of the ones that listen to you every time you're on the air.
But what I'm saying is you got a lot of agents out there. I don't put myself out there. I'm out there.
Hold on.
If they are agents,
I don't mean to keep cutting you off. I really don't. But I just say one more thing, and I promise this is all I'm going to say the rest of the night. If they are agents, only God knows. If somebody come and say, I want to support you,
I don't need nobody to support them when it's time to see them.
Now, what I'm trying to say is this. You and I both have talked about ways to get more people to listen. Now, we got people that's listening and saying, I even told them to call because I know one of the brothers. I actually am the one that said, call. Hey, my brother, I want you to call in and meet Brother Joseph. So I want you to hear this out, okay? Again, people are still listening to this show right now as we speak. I wanted to connect you brothers because y'all both do the same thing. What you're doing, this is what they're doing. They doing what you're doing. They saying the same thing. They both got shows on their show. The one brother just hung up, wanted you to be a guest on their show. You can hear him say that because you're yelling, talking about, why y'all want to know who? I'm just saying we got to calm down sometimes and listen, but I can't fault you because you really couldn't hear him. And it was probably the phone line. We'll just chalk up to the phone line. But in the future, know that Brother Seth ain't going to hook nobody up with you. That's some false agent or something. These cats do what you do. But listen, it's late. I'm going to let you have last words. We got like 3 minutes. And
well,
I mean, it's going to put off in literally 3 minutes.
All I'm saying, brother, I did 15 years in Pittsburgh. I didn't trust nobody, man. I trust them till they gave me a reason not to trust them no more. I mean, this thing is going to be a cutthroat business, man. So the brothers that, well, you can hook that up. When I call you tomorrow, can you hook that up?
Hook what up?
The brother that was on the other line that wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, I can try. I mean, you know, they're human beings. And, you know, they reached out to you, and it sounded like
I couldn't holler at him. I couldn't holler at him, you know.
I'll tell them that, but I'm just saying people are listening. Those of you that's listening, because we still got folks on the phone line, this is what we got to be aware of. We got to be careful that we don't bite our own comrades. We got to be
All that can be straight, no, bro. So if they don't hurt me, they know where I'm from. They know what I'm saying.
They heard what you just said about them when they were trying to reach out to you. So I'm going to say this again. Please don't cut me off. We got like 2 minutes, and I'm going to just do about 30 seconds. You can have the last minute. I really enjoyed the show. I think you dropped more signs tonight than you ever have. But I think the enemy just kind of got in here at the end. But that's okay because I'm going to call and I'm going to straighten the brothers out. Not straighten them out, but I'm going to encourage them and let them know. They're going to hear this whole show, this archive. And I'm going to let them know it was just a misunderstanding. But this is what I do. I try to keep peace with our brothers and keep us all on one page. You got a lion. You are a lion. You ready to just work, tear the enemy head off. They are lions. They are lions, too. They do the Bard Solutions. Ain't no joke. Check him out. Look him up on Blog Talk. Fortune 400 is a part of a big Hebrew Israelite network. These are serious fighters. We need each other. So those of you listening, don't let that discourage y'all what just happened. It's just a total misunderstood, and Brother Joseph could not hear them. Y'all know these brothers' hearts. You can hear them over the phone. You know what it was just a misunderstanding. So anyway, thank everybody for listening. Brother Joseph, I'm going to give you the last words, and we out of here.
All I'm saying is I'm here in Richmond, Virginia, man, and it seems like I'm the only one that, well, I can't get nobody to network. I don't know nobody.
everybody into this, that, and the other, into what they should be into. So you know the problem, then you know. I'd rather do it like that. I couldn't hardly hear them problems. So you know who they is, and say again.
Well, you're gonna get cut off in about probably 45 seconds. So wrap it up real quick. I promise you, I will call them and I will try to make it right, explain everything away. You got like 30
seconds. Right. They know my mindset. They know my
mindset.
They can
hear you.
Listen, I didn't say nothing wrong.
Listen.
They didn't take me wrong.
No. Listen. All they heard from you was they reached out to you and they heard you talking about, you know, why y'all got to know how his name's spelled and all this. They was just trying to get information. But you got like 30 seconds, man, for real. I'm just trying to wrap this up. I'm going to call. It's okay. It really is okay. The enemy is a liar. He is going to be defeated. We'll get the